You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight's question, can you romantically love more than one person at a given time? I think that's interesting. I think it's a very interesting question. I think all of us have been in a position at one period of time or another that we were in love with two people at the same time. And I don't know if you've ever been there before, but I certainly have. And that can be a conundrum. It can be kind of scary. It can be stressful. It can make you feel uneasy. It can make you feel as though you are out of control. And which one do you pick? Do you have to pick one? Do you don't pick one? Do you pick both? Is that right? Is that wrong? Is that going against societal structures? Really? Is this really love? Or what is this? And I think that's where we need to begin tonight's discussion. Because I think first and foremost, in order to realize if we're truly in love, truly and really in love, we have to lose the idea and get rid of infatuation. We have to rule infatuation out completely, because if we haven't ruled out infatuation, we can't really justify that we're truly in love. We might be in love with one person and infatuated with the mystery of another. You know, let's begin to rule this out, because I think this is so important. We kind of sometimes have that tendency, and I've done it before, of falling in love with the idea of falling in love. I mean, I can agree and I can put a money bet on this. It's like I feel like I'm going to the horse track. I can put a bet on this to say that a lot of our listeners tonight, a lot of my listeners tonight, have fallen into the trap of believing that something's love when in actuality we were just falling in love with being in love. Are we just in love with the idea? Is that what's gotten us so hot and bothered? You know, I've been in love with the idea before, and there's been several movies, there's probably been hundreds of movies actually made with the concept of infatuation and crushes versus love. People doing crazy things based on the fact that they think they're doing it for love, and vice versa. You know, I've been infatuated before with somebody when I thought they were very interesting, the idea was interesting. Or if you were with somebody and you met somebody else, and they were very new and exciting, different maybe, even taboo. I think it's interesting when people are in relationships and they meet somebody out of the blue and it almost like sideswipes them because they don't even know what to do about it. They're questioning themselves. Are they rational to even feel this way? Do they feel as even though they can feel this way? Is this legitimate? Am I allowed to feel that way? And then you start questioning yourself, looking around, checking your backside, checking your, you know, the six and noon. You know what I'm talking about. And a lot of times, I think that it becomes a fantasy. I think that we become infatuated with somebody because of the fantasy, because of the idea that we love the love idea, but also we don't know a lot about them. It's very new. It's exciting. And I believe that everybody listening tonight that is married has been on that same side of the subject before, where you meet somebody maybe at a dinner party or through a friend, and everybody knows you're married, okay? And you meet somebody and all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is an amazing person. I want to get to know this person. And throughout the night, hours go by and you are still, wow, I can't believe I'm having this conversation with this person. We get along so well. We have some of the same things in mind. We believe in the same things. We have a lot of the same values. Oh my God. But a lot of times we fall in love with the idea. We don't really understand the person that we fall in love with. Have we really fallen in love with the person? I mean, do we have enough time with that person to have fallen in love? And I want to separate this tonight from the concept of just love, because you should be able to love every single person on this planet. That's not what I'm getting at. But romantically loving every person on this planet is a different story. I mean, I don't know what that would put you as, but that probably wouldn't be that great of a situation. It could be very hard. You wouldn't have that much time. And on top of that, I don't know how you do all that in a 24-hour period a day, every day, all week. I mean, you would have no life if you romantically loved everybody on this planet. However, I believe that everybody can honestly love everybody. But can you romantically love two people at the same time? And I have a lot of clients that come into my office and they've been dating someone for several years. wondering maybe perhaps what's going on with the relationship. Maybe there's been no ring, no engagement. And there comes a time where they start questioning themselves. And, you know, I think a lot of times at that point, they're looking for reassurance, maybe looking for love in various places. And I think that's when these things can come into play. On the opposite side, I've seen married couples come into my office, and we've talked about it separately and together, where they've been married for 20 years. And they go out to wash their car or do whatever. They meet somebody that really intrigues them. Someone that seems to have it all on the ball. Somebody that seems to be like a kindred spirit. And instead of like taking them under their wing as a friend, there's a romantic component. And so I think in order to really derive difference between love and infatuation, we have to take the fantasy out of the equation. Because fantasy is really a lot of infatuation. Because the fantasy part is what really drives us on a level of a limited perspective. Think about it, the fantasy. If I had $10 for every client that came into my office that wanted to understand a guy or a girl better and try to get past what was going on in the mystery, well, I don't know if I'd be doing this show. Just kidding. No, I'd definitely still be doing this show. But, you know, I have a lot of knowledge base on this. This subject is very interesting because everybody wants to know what everybody else is thinking, how they feel about them. And even though mystery is very intriguing, it can also make you want to hit your head against a wall. Because you really don't know what that other person's doing. You don't know if they care. You don't know if they're interested. And you wonder if they even think about you. You wonder how many other people are they dating? How many people are they seeing? And the funny thing about that is that makes you more infatuated, which makes you want to go after them even more. It's almost like that whole yin-yang thing. You got people that are pulling and pushing. And I explain this to a lot of women that come into my office. And I say, you know, the next time you're dating somebody, remember, when you're pushing one way, and you're going after them, you're running after the guy. The instinct of the human condition is to run away. Okay, so instead of coming towards you, they're going to want to run away because they're feeling trapped. It's a subconscious condition. And so the only way that you can actually have them run the opposite direction for you is to give some distance and maybe to cut some of the proverbial mental cords. You know, I think it's interesting because infatuation is such a big part of trying to figure out love. And if we're able to eliminate the fantasy, if we're able to put the fantasy on the back burner and realize that fantasy is great, I think you can fall in love with anybody if there's enough fantasy, enough mystery. I mean, all of us have been in that situation where you've fallen for somebody because they were mysterious. They weren't around very often. You never knew what they were doing. It seemed to make them more interesting. I mean, think about it. That's why a lot of marriages have difficulties and have hard, difficult patches, is because the mystery's gone. I mean, for the most part, unless you're in some sort of insane marriage that makes no sense whatsoever, and you're living in two different houses and rarely call each other, for the most part, a marriage is what? A marriage is you and your spouse in a home. You usually, unless one person's traveling a lot, usually see each other on a daily basis, see each other before they go to work, back at dinner at least. Some people see each other all the time. Others actually work with their spouse. Okay. And what does this do? This takes away the mystery. Okay. Think about it. Think about when you first started dating somebody. I mean, it was very mysterious. You didn't know what they were thinking about. They call you at the last minute. It was very intriguing. I mean, you know, you would only get angry about it if they didn't call you. But if they called you at the last minute, it was okay, especially for all those women listening right now. However, when the mystery kind of wears off, it seems like that infatuation wears off and all of a sudden that reality sets in. Oh my God, what have I been doing this whole time? And I think that's an interesting part because I don't think that you can be infatuated and actually be in love. So if you're able to substitute and take out infatuation and realize that the fantasy has to go, the fantasy is not part of love, and understand that right now, then I think we can actually move into the concept of figuring out what next is up. Is this all about lust? Because I think infatuation is kind of the keystone that moves into lust. And so when we return, we're going to be talking about the sexual desire, the lustful desire that leads us to believe that maybe we are in love with two people at once. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, we're talking about if you can actually romantically love more than one person at the same time. And I think this is an interesting question. I mean, this is something that's trending lately. I actually went on the internet before I did the show, before I composed it, before I thought about it, before the idea entered my head. Well, no, that's not the case. Actually, the idea had already entered my head, but I wanted to hear if other people were interested in hearing about it. And I think this is a complete yes. So many people out there, you get bombarded by your daily basis. You have all these responsibilities, all these things going on all the time. And you meet somebody out of the blue, and it can be very intriguing. And, you know, right before the break, we were talking about infatuation. And a lot of times when we meet somebody new or exciting, let's just say if you're single and you meet somebody, that's one thing. And you get to know them, and you get to check it out and everything else. But think about if you're already in a relationship or married, and you meet somebody that's very interesting, that's very amazing, that seems to have a lot of your same qualities, that believes in a lot of the things that you believe, and you hit it off. You hit it off instantaneously. It's amazing. It's just like firecrackers, you know? And you have to sit there and separate, like we talked about just a second ago, the idea of infatuation. Are you in love with falling in love? Are you in love with the taboo of it? Because yes, when you're dating two different people or married to somebody and dating somebody else or thinking about dating somebody else, that's kind of taboo. That's stuff that all kinds of magazines are written about, because everybody wants to know, is it okay? Is it normal? What does it mean if you find someone else that you might be interested in? So, you know, as long as we can rule out infatuation, meaning that there's just a fantasy-based love, which is not real love. Because I think anybody that's been in that fantasy-based love where you think you're falling in love, you feel like this is love, this is it, this is kismet, this is right, and then one day, all of a sudden, the veil is pulled off. It's to the side. And you realize right then, it almost feels like you were under some sort of spell, right? Like autopilot spell, like you were believing something that wasn't real. It can almost feel like you've been lied to. I like to give the example of when you become infatuated with somebody, and you become infatuated with this whole situation, and you add different components to the infatuation, it can feel as if you've been put into a blender. And so that's where I want to start and talk about lust. Because once you incorporate lust into infatuation, into the fantasy, into the mystery, and you incorporate that sexual desire, you're really in that blender at that point. And I know a lot of people nowadays are doing a lot of juicing, okay? A lot of smoothies. And I think there's like a bullet smoothie. There's things that make different types of smoothies. I'm a big juicer, so it's a little different. But a smoothie, you know, it just blends everything together and you do it really fast. And think about life. Think about a relationship that you just meet somebody. There's full-on fantasy. There's full-on infatuation. And now we add sexual desire and lust. Throw all that into the blender. Throw yourself in the blender. I'm gonna blend you up right now. Okay, there are no utensils or spiky things in the blender. We're just putting you in the blender and we're gonna blend you up. When you come out of there, you're gonna be it's hard for you to stand, right? You get out of that blender, it's hard to stand. You feel like the floor is moving out from underneath you. You don't seem to be able to get a good footing. You question yourself. You're questioning yourself already. You don't know how you got into the situation because you're already dating. You're already married to someone else. So let's talk about lust. It's natural. It's natural. It's a human condition. We are humans to a degree, almost animalistic to that degree. We have cravings, just like being hungry, just like the need to eat, just like the need to sleep. Sex can be a craving. However, I believe that in order to be a healthy person, mentally, emotionally stable, you have to be able to adjust and manage and aim high when it comes to sex. You got to be able to control your sexual urges. And I understand that it might be difficult in the beginning. When we were younger and kiddos, you remember going out and going crazy? For all the men listening, you know what I'm talking about. For all the women listening, you probably know what I'm talking about as well. Those sexual urges that we had when we were kids, I don't know if they ever go away. I mean, really, honestly, do they? I mean, I think that a lot of times, though, however, we have to be able to adjust and manage and seek to live at a higher level. I mean, if we're all just running around going crazy, everybody you see you're having sex with, that's a problem. That's an addiction. That's when we have the, that's when we pull out the sex addiction police and we start talking about that. However, though, a lot of times those urges are urges. But I believe that in order to build real, true, standing love and lasting love, you have to be able to manage and you have to be able to curb those sexual desire. You know, sexual desire is an interesting thing because I like to call that lust. Because when you meet somebody and they're just, woo, tall glass of water, you're like, oh my gosh, look at that. And I know a lot of women listening right now know what it is. You've been married for maybe 20 years, say average 20 years. You got a couple of kids. You're loving your life. You love your marriage. You're happy with it. You love your husband. But you know, everything's not the same as it was when you first got married. You know, life's changed a little bit. You know, you're not as spontaneous as you used to be. You just can't be. You got kids in the house. You got all this stuff going on. You can't be spontaneous like that. So you had to curb some of your enthusiasm, curb some of the sex. And as you do that, I mean, you're not dead yet. And you go to work or you go out with your friends, maybe to a movie or you go to dinner. And there might be somebody that you see that's quite appealing. And most of us have that ability to sit there and say, okay, very attractive, but wow, okay, I got an eyeful. It's almost like looking. You didn't try it on. You went to the store. You looked in the window. You got a good eyeful, but you didn't try it on. And I think that's where most people stand. However, I think that other people don't always stand there. I think that sometimes the lust and the infatuation can make you go from window shopping to full-on try-on. And I think at that point in time, that's when everything gets crisscrossed. The sex changes things. And I think more so for a woman, not always, and men have the two, but women have a tendency, women more, have a tendency of identifying sex with love. Okay, even after the first time that they have sex, they have this connection. I mean, how many women out there, you don't have to actually raise your hand. I don't know who's around you, and you can just think about this in your own mind. But how many of you had sex with somebody one time, and you catch yourself thinking about them every waking minute, wondering why you haven't heard from them, wonder why they haven't called, I wonder where they're at, I wonder if they're out with somebody else. Interesting. Men, not so much, except for a man that hasn't necessarily been in a lot of relationships. I mean, I think most of the time men believe they can compartmentalize sex. That's not true. Normally for a man, after three times of sex, there becomes some sort of feelings. More so than just, I have good sex with this person. But you have these feelings of intensity. And these feelings inspire you to go after that woman. And I think that's interesting. However, I do believe that sex does color and change the situation. It's easy to get lost in sex and think that it's love when it's not necessarily love. I mean, you have to sit there and make the division. Is it sex on its own or is there actual love involved? And that's part of it because I think that love is so, it's romantic love. I'm not just talking about the conscious awareness and the ability to love everybody around you and to love who they are and to appreciate them for them. I'm talking about romantic love tonight. And when we add sex in a situation that's already mysterious, we add even more mystery. Because think about it, reality's really not there until you actually see the person for who they truly are in their own, in a natural situation, in a natural environment, okay? You don't really know them. and you're kind of filling in the blanks in your own mind. In your mind, you're in love with the mind-made picture that you've created of the situation. When we return, we're talking about the commitment factor and what that means when we're talking about romantic love. And also later on, I'm going to be giving you some tips on being able to understand when you're actually in a real, true love situation and when you're not. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, on tonight's show, Perspectives, we're talking about being romantically in love. Can you actually be romantically in love with more than one person at a time? And before we go into more about what I was talking about, I want to talk about one thing. By the way, go to AshleyBurgess.com at any time and check out any past shows. You can go to Spreaker with an R. Go on there and check out anything on demand. Just put Ashley in there. You'll find Perspectives, as well as iTunes, as well as go to All Texas Music or CerebralStudios.com, AllTexasMusics.com or CerebralStudios.com, and check out what we have, because you can listen to all the shows, you can collect the shows, and on All Texas Music, you can actually buy all my shows, my entire library, and be able to listen to it anywhere at your office or home. So let's talk about being in love. Can you honestly be romantically in love with more than one person at an exact given time? Interesting. And I think this question is very important to a lot of people out there, because a lot of people have been in a situation where they've fallen in love with more than one person. And they wonder, is this right? Is this wrong? Am I breaking some sort of like universal law? Will I be damned for this? Will God come down and spite me, be it on the fact that I actually fell in love with two different people? Well, before we talk about all that, and before we talk about going to hell and everything else in a handbasket, let's actually decide if this is really true love. Okay? Because before we go over that bridge, before we put the cart in front of the horse, I'm going to use all of these concepts, we got to figure out, is it really true love? Are you really damned for all of eternity? Just kidding. So let's talk about that. We talked about the concept of infatuation. We talked about the concept of lust and sexual desire, meaning the fantasy, the mystery. And then when you couple that up with sex, wow, that's a doozy. That becomes something that's very difficult to manage, something that can become overwhelming, something that can take up your ever waking moment of time and thought. Anybody that's been through this situation knows that everything else goes by the wayside when this is going down, because all you think about is that person. Or the people, really. It's funny how also when people are dating two different people at one time, when you're at one person's house or out with one person, guess what? You're thinking about the other person. And when you're at the other person's house, you're thinking about the other one. It's funny. It seems like our mind doesn't want to allow us to be happy anywhere we are. And it's also funny, too. Anybody that's dating two people knows that it's hard. It's like a job. And there's very little time for you. And so if you really truly are in love with two people at one time, we need to figure this out, because this is going to be a challenge. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be time consuming. And guess what? It's going to feel overwhelming, because it's hard. And I don't honestly know if you can be. Can you honestly be romantically in love, honestly romantically in love with the whole person, two whole people, not just a part of them, not just a side. Can you actually be in love with two whole people at one time? And that's what we're talking about tonight. So let's move on to the concept of the commitment factor. What's the commitment factor, Ashley? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, I think some people don't get this part, because this is what's really important, is how committed are you to both these people? Because I know that some of my friends and some clients have argued the fact that they think that they can be in love with two people at once. And they also believe that they can be committed, honestly, truly committed to two people at one time. And that's where I find fallacy. I don't think that you can honestly be committed to two people at one time at all. When I'm talking about a sexual romantic love. The reason why I say that is because I think it's so hard on the mind to see two people the same amount of time per week, to spend as much time with each person per week, to do many outings and eating together and sex and all this stuff per week, and actually have your own self. I think that you actually lose yourself to a degree in the process. I actually, you know what? I take that back. I think you actually lose yourself in the process. Because I think that we're supposed to have this love for ourselves. It's supposed to be this over amazing, incredible, all-encompassing love for ourselves. And I know that a lot of people out there don't love themselves. And that's a problem right there. And we'll get to that on other shows. But we'll get to it right now if you want. The concept about living this life and being who we are is that we have to love ourselves in order to love other people. That's part of life. If you don't love yourself, you don't really understand what loving another person is. And so in this case, if you don't love yourself and you don't understand how to love yourself, meaning that you take care of yourself, you care about your well-being, you care about your health and your happiness, you do good by yourself, meaning you make good choices for your body, for your mind. Okay? There was a time when I was younger when I made really bad choices. Yes, I did. I made choices that I thought going out all night and partying was a great idea and feeling like crap the next day was just essential. You know, I do that a lot, over and over and over again, and wonder why I feel so bad. And then I eventually realize that I can't do that and feel good. I actually have to take care of myself and feel amazing and know that I'm taking care of myself. For example, I have to go in the next couple of days and have a procedure done on my throat, actually, on my esophagus, to check and see what's going on with my esophagus. I had an incident that took place just recently, and it was very alarming to me, and it woke me up, and I went in there to check to see if everything was okay, but they can't do a long enough scope to figure this out, and half of me, my old school self, because of all my health problems that I've had in the past, my old school self would have said, just put it on the back burner. It's no big deal. It'll heal. You know, rub something on it. And you know what? I realize nowadays that I can't do that. Because I actually care enough about myself to know what's going on. I don't want to wait too long until it's too late. And that's part of loving yourself, is realizing that, yeah, you might be missing out on stuff. And yeah, it might not be fun. And yeah, you might have to go under anesthesia. And yeah, this might hurt. But it's good for you. And that's a commitment to yourself, right? Because it's easy to sit there and just get drunk the next day or the next night. And, don't worry about it. Screw it off. Yeah, I don't care about this. But, you know, it comes a time when you have to step up to the plate and care. And if you care about yourself and you care about your body and you care about your outlook and you care about your mental and emotional well-being, you care about your love life. You care about who you find yourself in love with. You care about if it is right, if it feels right, if it feels good to you. And I'm not just talking about sexually feeling good. I'm talking about, you know, that gut feeling. You know that feeling. You know that feeling you get when things are good. And you know that more so, maybe even better for most people listening, is you know that feeling that you get when things aren't good. Is it in the pit of your stomach? Is it in the top of your throat? Do you feel a little faintish, a little weak, a little not so good, kind of sicky feeling when you're about to do something that's not right for you? Think about it. Everybody's felt that before. Okay, sometimes you might choose to ignore it at the time. And later on, you realize that that was the indicator the whole time that you're not in a good situation. I mean, think about it. How many times have people tried to go into business with other people and you don't do any sort of background checks? You don't do some sort of investigation? You just go willy-nilly into the situation. And it's not until everything falls apart and the other person drops the ball and leaves you hanging that you realize, man, I should have done a background check. Okay? So think about it in that situation when it comes to you. Let's talk about that commitment factor. Real, true love, romantic love, has a commitment. You can like being with somebody. You can love them as a person. You can lust after them. Right? You can fantasize about them. You can be infatuated with them. But can you can't really, truly be in love unless you're willing to be committed, I believe, to them. I mean, I think that there's a degree there. I think that sometimes in situations where you're already in a relationship and you meet somebody that you really love, but you don't want to mess up where you are, that can make you feel like you could be in that in two loves at the same time. But the problem is that you're not living with them. You're not seeing them all the time. It's like comparing apples and oranges. And then you start comparing people. Instead of actually just pure love of different people, you start comparing your present spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend to this new person. Trying to find the faults with one person to drop one to keep the other one. And I just don't think it works that way. I think that our mind tries to play tricks on us a lot. That, oh, this person's going to be so much better. Oh, this person's got it all together. Oh, I'm going to really be in love with this person because they got this, this, and that. And I just don't think that's what real love means. I think the commitment factor is very important. Because you have to ask yourself, if you're really truly in love and you're torn, and I underline this word torn, and you're torn between two people. Because if you're not torn between two people, I don't think there's real love anyway. I think that you're maybe having sex with somebody and the sex is really good and maybe your marriage has been slowing down and you've been at the 20-year or the 15-year mark and, you know, it happens. Or you've been in a relationship for a long period of time and this person makes you feel alive and invigorated. In that situation, you're not torn, though. It's not until you're honestly torn between two people, wondering and worried what you should do, where this really matters. And I know a lot of people find themselves in this exact love triangular boat out in the Bahamas, out in the Bahamas. Think about it. The Bermuda Triangle of love. Triangularization. You're worried about who you should pick and why. And that's what we're talking about tonight. When you are really torn and struggling to figure out who you really love and what love is really true, is what we're discussing right now. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll be talking more about the commitment factor, but I'm also going to give you the four tips to knowing when you're actually experiencing true love. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, on tonight's show, we're talking about if you can actually be romantically in love with more than one person at one given time. And this is a question for the ages. A lot of people have asked this question. Worlds, people, you know, dignitaries, inspirational people, philosophers, you've asked this question. I've asked this question. If you can actually be in love romantically with two people at one time. And right before the break, we were talking about the commitment factor. And you have to determine the fact that, can you commit to both of these people? Could you commit to that person? You know, because if you are truly torn between two people, truly torn, you have to sit back and analyze the situation. You have to understand, is it infatuation? Is it mystery? Is it because it's taboo? Is it because it's intriguing? Is it because of the sex? Is it the sexual desire? Because we have to eliminate all these side factors to actually come to what real love is. I mean, the mind can manufacture anything to tell you that that is love. But is it really? So I'm going to talk to you about the four factors of understanding and knowing when you're honestly in romantic love with somebody, how to figure that out. Because only you, honestly, can determine if you can be in love with two people at once. And in order to determine if you're actually in love, these are the things that you really want to kind of think about. This is the perspective you want to come from. This is the origin of thought that you want to reason from. Because this will give you a full and clear perspective to determine your next move. In order to know that you're in love, first off, is you have to trust your instincts. Yes, trusting your instincts. And I'm not talking about your sexual instincts. I'm talking about trusting your instincts, your feelings, the way you feel around that person, away from sex, away from the mystery, away from the infatuation, but the way you honestly feel. What's the feeling in your gut? How do you feel when you see them? Okay. And I'm not just talking about mind-made love where you're over at one person's house and you're thinking about the other person and vice versa because you want what you can't have. Think about that too. Is that part of it? Because a lot of times we like to make love into this big thing and this beautiful thing when in actuality, what you're really feeling is a byproduct of a mind-made perception based on something that you wanted. So we can conjure up anything in life. I believe that if you put your mind to it long enough and you believe in it long enough, you can make something happen. So if you're bored with life and you want some excitement in your life, you can create that excitement. And that excitement might come in the form of a human being. That human being could come in the form of somebody that you find very highly sexually attractive. Interesting. This allows for a situation to come arise. And if you're looking at it from the possibility of, wow, that's interesting, that person's very attractive and I'm maybe sexually attracted to them and I have to really check myself. If you look at it from another perspective of, well, it's interesting, it could be fun, it's taboo. But it's different when you start getting engaged romantically and sexually with that person. Feelings of interest and mystery and newness can turn to love in our minds very quickly. So first off, we want to trust our instincts, our personal instincts, because we've all been romantically in love with somebody for real. And if you're in a relationship right now, or you're married, or you've been in a long-term relationship, the last thing you want to do is to throw that relationship off to the side. Or to start dating two people at one time, or to see somebody behind your husband or wife's back, and it all be for naught, because you have to sit there and think about it. Is it worth the possibility of losing my current relationship? Is it worth the possibility that I could lose everything right now if my spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend was to find out that I've been either romantically, emotionally cheating on somebody, or romantically, sexually, and emotionally cheating on somebody with somebody else? Think about it. Are you prepared to lose your life situation right now for it to change? Are you prepared? Do you think that you are in love that much with the other person that you need to question your current situation? Because I think that's a valuable thing to know. And like I tell my clients, you know, don't get involved with other people that have less to lose than you do. Okay? Think about that. If you're over there dilly-daddling with somebody who has a lot less to lose than you do, that could be a shocking problem. Because your feelings of love could quickly turn into your feelings of scared, fear, and hate based on the fact that they could actually top over your situation that you currently have. And the reason why I think this is so timely right now and so important and just really timely for some of y'all that are listening is you don't have time to screw up. Okay? I think that the universe, when you're decent people and you're good people and you make mistakes, the universe tries to help you in any way that it can. It doesn't want to screw you. But in the same case, you can't keep taking advantage of that. You've got to realize that at some point in time, you got to step up to the plate and realize that you can't always have your cake and eat it too. And I think you have to realize, one, you have to trust your instincts, okay? The second thing is that you have to realize that you have to allow yourself some time apart from those people, from that person, to see if it's really legitimate. Allow some time apart. If you have somebody that's just come into your life that you're romantically in love with and you're romantically in love with somebody else, either living together or married, you need to take some time apart from this other person and really analyze if this is real. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your current situation to not throw everything away based on something you feel right this second. This has got to be something that you feel for a while. And this has got to be something you almost know in your gut. Okay? And the reason why I wanted to do this show is that I've had several clients come into my office in the last 3 weeks willing to put everything on the line for somebody new that they just met. Okay? And I know everybody listening has met somebody in the very beginning that seemed absolutely amazing, beautiful, sensual, sexual, amazing, dynamic, swept you off your feet or just lit the fire. But in a few weeks or a few months, you know what? That went away. So you don't want to lose what you currently have based on some sort of infatuation. You don't want to lose what you currently have based on some sort of lust or sex. You want to realize, is there a commitment factor, which is so important because you already have that commitment factor with one person that you're with. Do you want to throw it all away? Do you think that's a good idea? I think also you can love other people. But I just don't know if you can romantically love two people at one time. And I think it goes back to the fact of that I think if you try to love two people at once romantically and try to pull this off, okay, I think you lose yourself. And I think that that's the question that you have to ask yourself. When you're with this other person or you're with your current person, do you feel like you lose yourself? Do you feel stable? Do you feel like you lose yourself, though? Think about it. Because in all my work and my sessions and my therapy sessions with my clients, when you feel like you're losing yourself means that you're not with the right person. That means that you're kind of wrapped up in some sort of fantasy world. You know how they say when you go to the movies, you're supposed to lose yourself in the fantasy? That's kind of where you're at. And so I ask this of everybody that's listening right now to take the challenge. To step back and to realize that yes, indeed, you can love everybody on this earth humanly possible. You can. It's allowed. However, to be romantically in love with two people at the same time, you got to check yourself and see if that's really a possibility. To step back and to understand, to trust your gut, to look at your instinct, to feel your gut response, to be able to eliminate infatuation, to eliminate the sex aspect, to eliminate all the mystery aspect and be able to get to the real heart of the matter and say, yes, indeed, or no. Okay, I've had blinders on. I need to return back to my life. I need to figure out my marriage or I need to figure out my relationship. And I need to either grow that stronger and be a valuable, committed factor in that, or I need to move on. So I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you can find peace and understanding and realize, can you honestly love two people romantically at one time, or do we have to take off the shades and realize that we're kind of confusing it ourselves? Trust your gut. Stay tuned. I got another show of perspectives for you, another new perspectives. And Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back. We'll be back this time in three shakes.